we're back with another one here.
Early, after we said we weren't going to do it again.
Right.
But
welcome to Faith in Wild. No, there's not.
I need your energy in the morning.
Hey, man, I'm going to tell you right now, by the grace of God, I got this energy. I don't know how I do it. I just wake up sometimes and I'm ready to go.
Because this morning, time was not on my side at all.
Look, I'm going to tell you right now, I woke up this morning. So I don't like, this is my thing, I wake up in the mornings, I don't really like to talk to people before I have like a coffee or like
I'm the same
drink
way.
Or something. So I woke up and I was rushing out the house so nobody talked to me. Yo, but by the time I got out, I got my little golden milk latte. You know what I mean? I don't know if y'all, well, I know you haven't had because you got like a very basic palate, yo. I'm gonna be honest with you.
Yo, it's too early to come for saying. Me. Wow, this is my cousin that's coming from a whole life right
listen,
now.
Linda,
okay.
You gotta open your palate. You gotta try new things.
Okay. This
a golden
how
milk
doing
latte
this morning.
Is
this
actually it's very, it's actually healthy for you. So, really good. It's good.
Wow, y'all really gonna come for me this morning?
See what okay. I mean? You see what I mean?
Okay.
Well.
All right then.
Listen. All right. You know what? We're not gonna do this the whole episode. You know what I mean? But we're back, and I think today. I don't know. I low-key like don't want to like title today because I feel like there's gonna be a lot. Well, not a lot. There's some things that are gonna sort of be all over the place. I think the initial idea for us was to really speak on like insecurities, right?
Yeah.
And for me, I was thinking about this last night, how the insecurities that we have, you know, we put ourselves in these holes or these strongholds where we start limiting ourselves from really experiencing life. Because mm-hmm. There's always an excuse of like, my voice sounds weird. I said that when I was first trying to do all this podcast stuff. I was like, my voice sounds crazy. Like, I don't want to, you know. And what it did was it actually hindered me from being consistent mm-hmm. and diving in. And I guess today I just want to help develop like a sense of awareness.
Yeah.
We're all human. We all have insecurities. And I think we have to understand the beauty of our insecurities. I think so many times what we do is we allow them to be the end all be all. So we look at other people who are succeeding in different areas that we want to succeed, and our insecurities end up becoming our voice rather than us, mm-hmm. who we are made to be. And our insecurities are basically telling us we're never going to be able to get to that point.
Yeah. So. No, and I totally agree with that, because as many times you probably hear me about like my age and this and that, it does hinder me. It's something I'm still trying to cope with and like deal with. And I personally feel like just personally, my I'm very insecure, actually. Wow, I never really said that like for a lot of people to hear. So
come
that's
on,
like,
heal it.
Oh,
healing.
I think we talked about this. I think I was more insecure. I was more secure with myself and body and everything mm-hmm. before I jumped on all the social media. Mm-hmm. Because after my dad passed away, yeah. I was very skinny, played football, this and that. Went through depression, mm-hmm. so I was a person that liked to eat. And then my weight always fluctuated. And then, like, social media started coming around more. So, yeah, we had MySpace and that. But MySpace was just, like, you and your friends, this and that. Then it grew to, like, Facebook and all these other social platforms. And it really... And this is just from a female perspective. And I know there's guys out there as well that probably feel the same. Mm-hmm. You compare yourself and you can't help but do it because, like, for instance, being my age, it's just, like, you see other individuals out there. You see other women that have X, Y, and Z, or doing X, Y, and Z, mm-hmm. you can't help when you see it so much and ask yourself, where did I go wrong?
Yeah.
And that's not the case, because God has the timing for you. Mm-hmm. And that's where I'm still trying to learn to, like, give in fully to trust.
Yeah.
Because when it's my time to have whatever I'm looking for, or get to where I want to be, it's going to be my time.
Yeah, yeah.
But I definitely feel as though social media made my insecurities even worse.
Right. I'm glad that you bring that up, because I think the first sort of thing for me when dealing with any type of insecurity is like, okay, where is this coming from?
Yeah.
Like, who participated in this, whether it be social media? Because let's be real, a lot of the times, our insecurities are actually developed in the home, right? So what happens is like, I don't know if you've experienced, but I've heard countless family members from both sides who comment on somebody's weight. Like for me, when I was younger, you know, my grandmother would say like, when I was little, I was like skinny or skinnier. And then as I got older, I started gaining a lot of weight. Mm-hmm. And then everybody always commented like, oh, you're getting like, you know, big and stuff like that. Like they say it like passively, but it's like, yo, you're making me more secure. You know what I mean? Like
just that comment.
Right. Like so it's moments like that. And it's not only about weight. It's like, it's a bunch of different things. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? That people are insecure about. But it's important to identify where it's coming from, mm-hmm. right? That for me, that was always the first step of like, okay, this is how I feel about myself. Like, where does that come from? But the thing is, in order for you to get to that place, because a lot of people right now, they're never gonna reach a place of wanting to deal with their insecurities. Mm-hmm. They're constantly hiding and running and they're masking a lot of different things. And this is the reason why like I operate in a certain way with my life. Like I try not to do the things that I used to do. And that's like, leaning on certain things when I'm hurting or when I'm like upset about something that like I don't like about myself, because what happens is people be like, all right, I don't like this, that, or the third about myself, so what I'm gonna do is like I'm gonna go act up, right? They do that, they say that unconsciously, so they're going out and they're being around the wrong people who they connect with who have the same insecurities. So now you got two broken people, two very insecure people, adding wood to the fire, making it a lot worse. And then you just start making, it's like, it's a whole like snowball effect that happens with the insecurities. So I'm just hoping that today we can really like get to the meat and bones of like, okay, this is what I am insecure about, but mm-hmm. that insecurity doesn't have to hold me.
Mm-hmm. So no, and I agree with that because I know that's still a personal issue I'm learning to deal with mm-hmm. because you can't help when you look at family photos or you see stuff from like back then and you go through like old pictures. I know that's probably mm-hmm. one of my issues. Like I reflect on how I used to look when I was younger and probably 10 times more active. And you can't help but compare yourself from then, which is not healthy because your body changes every so often. Things are going to reflect. Your body's going to adjust to X, Y, and Z. Mm-hmm. You're going to be around different people. There's just so much in that pot that you have to take out of yourself and just, like you said, pinpoint it. Mm-hmm. And it's hard, especially just, I could just say from a female perspective, as someone that's actually very insecure, it's freaking hard. It's hard. It's so hard being a female with that aspect. Because like I said, you scroll down Instagram and everything, which is something I'm trying to stop myself from doing. Instead of going into looking at like, oh, look at this person or this famous person. Oh, they're from Jersey. Like, I try to look at more positive things, like people that did a fitness journey or people that are just positive with themselves and they reflect and share what they did because maybe I can relate to maybe their past issues or what they did to change it. Instead of just comparing myself, like, look at this person, look at that person. Like, why can't I be like that? Why couldn't I look like that? It's just, you just got to point it out yourself.
Yeah, so I think I think identity is what was I going to say? I forgot what I was going to say. But, insecurity is an identity issue. Mm-hmm. That is what that is. It's not a motivational thing. It's not like a faith issue. It is an identity issue. Mm-hmm. Because so often we grow up not knowing who we are. Mm-hmm. And that's because, you know, in the home, and then you have on top of that social media, like life is just throwing this image or picture of how you should live or how things should be. That's like, it doesn't make sense. Like it's not written in stone. These are not rules. So it's like, we're like, how should I put this? I don't even know how
where
to put it into words.
Where does it say that you're supposed to look to a certain
right, like, stature? Is it a law that we're supposed to be, like, how culture... No. That's not what it is. But what happens is, it's like, culture knows how to, like, schmooze us. So, mm-hmm. it knows how to make things look pretty. And we're like, you've seen the movie Aladdin, right? You mm-hmm. know how when the monkey and Aladdin go inside the cave to get mm-hmm. the... And the monkey, like, the instruction is don't touch anything else but the whatever, the genie lamp. The monkey gets distracted because he sees something that's glittered in gold. And what happens is when he started focusing on that, everything started falling apart. And that's what happens in our life. It's like, and we forget who we are because we're so focused on reaching and getting to a certain level in life. That's like, that's not even our lane. And then what happens is because we don't know how to get there, because we're asking like, how do I do this? How do I do that? And we start failing at going into another lane. We start developing these insecurities, and then we start developing this mindset that just breaks us down. And then we start living in a comfortable life. We start missing out on all the people we're supposed to help. We start missing out on all the things that we're supposed to do in our life. Like, and this is not to like come at anybody, because culture tells you, oh, it's too late for you to do this, mm-hmm. or it's going to be too difficult for you to. And this is the reason why. This is one of the reasons why I feel so strongly about the faith that I have, is because God lets me know it doesn't matter if you're 5, 15, 25, or 65. There's no, like, it's too late. Like, I can always do something new. And the Bible says that all the time. Like, God can take something that seems broken and fractured, so that could be in your mind, your perspective, it doesn't matter, and he can make it new. He can just change it, because you can always make an impact. The bigger picture is not about self. It's about, like, the body of Christ, right? So that means there's a people who are called to help encourage others, mm-hmm. you know, and to let people know, like, yo, it's not too late. You know what I mean? This is the reason why you brought it up, where it's like culture says, like, at a certain age, you're supposed to have, like, all these things. Mm-hmm. I believed it. I was like, yo, at 25,
oh, so did I.
I was like, yo, when I get to 25, exactly, everything. I'm gonna be set with this, that, and the third. And then a few years ago, when I hit 25, I said, hold up, where's all the stuff that, you know what I mean? But that's Same. What happens. That's what happens, where it's just like, we start focusing on all these different things, and we start believing. But oh, I heard this quote the other day. It was like, when you start treating a lie like truth, that lie is truth to you.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like,
it's somehow your subconscious, I really feel like it's there. And I feel like your subconscious speaks to you in numerous ways.
Yeah.
And then I feel like instead of it just being your subconscious and just it is what it is, and yeah. you push that thought out, it just takes up that entire aspect in your mind that's just like, okay, even though I yeah. said this is a lie, like you said, it's now the truth, because this is what I believe.
Right. It's so crazy. And it's like, I'm not perfect, but like when I talk about it, I get like amped up, because I just remember about the things that I experience on a daily basis. You know what I mean? And it's a fight. It's a constant fight to be like, so those, I love that you brought that up, voices, right? So we all have voices in our head. I'm going to tell you right now, because people drive me insane. People drive me insane when they start like segmenting people, where it's just like, oh, they have mental issues, or they have it. Yo, listen, we all got the same voices in our head,
mm-hmm.
right? The voices that speak, they all say similar things that are destructive, and they try to like just break us down all the time. It happens all the time. Some people who say that they don't have voices in their head, I look at the fruit of their life. This is not me judging somebody, mm-hmm. but my thing is like, I'm an observer. So if you're telling me, I don't hear no voices in my head, to me, you're telling me that you normalized those negative voices in your head. And that's just the life that you're going to live. So you're telling me that you're okay with where you are. That's just how you are. And you never want to grow.
Exactly. And with that happening, when you look at their negative acts, aspects that they did accept because they don't have voices in their head. So like you said, they're comfortable of where they're being. Any mistakes or downfalls they did have occur in their life yeah. is completely normal. Oh, this was supposed to happen. And don't get me wrong, some things are meant to happen because that God wants you to teach you. He's not going to give yeah. you an easy path.
100%.
But there are certain things that you are responsible for that give you that downfall
yeah.
or that issue or that day you're just like broken or anything like that. Some of it could reflect on yourself, and I feel as though they just take it like that's completely normal.
Right.
Like there's nothing they could have done to avoid this happening to him, or avoiding this issue or pain, just so many aspects of that. And I agree. I feel like everybody has that little part. Like even me, since I'm spiritual and everything, like I feel as though subconsciously dreams always mean something to me. Always. Like I'm always researching. I have certain books I like to read just to reflect on. But at the same time, I don't dive so much into it, because then I know how I am.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll believe Like, this is how it's supposed to be. Like, no, this is just a possibility. I can't read too much into it because it could mean so many different things. And someone that is spiritual and likes to read certain things and this and that, I have to draw a line because I'll start believing everything that's being in front of me instead of just reflecting onto myself.
Oh, come on now. So listen, that just made me think of science. So I love that you brought that up because a few things. So insecurity is an identity issue, but the operational issue that we have within dealing insecurities is discernment. Discernment is the one thing that plagues so many people in this world. You don't know what to believe. It's like, it's tough because there's so, right, we're in the age of information, so there's so much information thrown at you. There's so many people talking and saying things. There's too many cooks in the kitchen, right? There so is. It's so hard for us to, like, understand what's what. But this is why, for me, right, again, I'm going back to my faith, because God talks about all this in the Bible, yo. It just frustrates me when people, like, they start clenching their butt cheeks when we talk about God, and they get nervous. Like, or some people, they don't want to hear it, so they turn it off. Or they just walk away from the conversation or check out. To me, you doing that, you're telling me that you're, because I know you've been in this place before where you don't like when somebody tells you something that you already know that's sort of like wrong, right? So if somebody's like, Shannon, you need to clean your room. You're like, oh my God, I know I need to clean my room. I've been thinking about this all day. I just can't find the time, right? You're upset because somebody's telling you what you think. Yeah, something you already know. I wish I had a better way to sort of put that, but dang, I lost my train of thought. But it's just like, people are hurting, and when you start talking about God, they start talking about their pain. Oh, if there's a God, I know I'm getting off track here, but I'm going to land this plane at some point. So when you start talking about God and people start talking to you about their pain. If God's real, then why did he allow me to go through this? And the point that you said was that God will allow you to go through certain things to teach you something. Mm-hmm. And one thing I want to tell people is this. God will allow you to live at whatever level you decide you want to live at. Mm-hmm. So if you feel like, right, that you don't want to deal with certain issues in your life to heal and to grow and to be better, God's not going to force you because you made a decision. Yep. God, in his word, gave us freedom, right? The whole point of God, okay, so the whole point of like believing in God is this. His plan was he created humanity, right? Adam and Eve, everybody knows that story. It's like the most famous story in the Bible, Adam and Eve. The whole point of creating Adam and Eve was to have a relationship with humans, right? A loving relationship so that he can love something and what he created can love him back. That's all God wanted. They made a mistake, right? Sin came into the world. So once sin came into the world, this is when all these bad things started happening. And in the Bible, we see death real quick. What happens is they have kids and one of the brothers kills the other brother out of jealousy, right? It's wild what you read in the Bible, but like when you sit there and you'd be like, yo, this is like what happens today. So to redeem this fallen world and to allow us to come back into relationship with God, God sent his only son, Jesus, to be crucified, right? What that does is that allows us to come to God boldly with our insecurities, with our brokenness, and say, God, I need you. Like, I want to fix this, and I want to learn about you. I just want to be with you because I can't do this anymore. And now we have the freedom to do that. That's all that is. And then you build a relationship with him. You build a life with him. And he starts teaching you. When you start devoting your life to God, what he does is he teaches you the way that he knows that you're going to learn. And he starts teaching you about discernment. I know for me, when I gave my life to Christ, I had to learn about discernment, identity. Well, in order, it was like, God was like, I need to tell you who you are, who I made you to be. Then we got to understand about discernment. We got to understand about healing and growth and doing all these different things. God will hold you accountable. He will ask you to put in the work. You got to put in work. God will not do, he is not a genie. That's just not what it is. He's the only one that loves us unconditionally. So when you're broken and you feel like your mama don't understand, your daddy don't understand, your family's hurting you and all these different things, and you just feel alone, there's one that's always going to be there for you, and that's God, right? So.
Because he's going to love you unconditionally no matter of those sins or insecurities that you have with yourself. Right. No matter those little voices that you have in your head or thoughts that are just, we talked about this, that are just thoughts and it's not your realization of your real life, he's still going to be there, and he's just going to show you those ways.
Right.
And people just need to learn how to accept, which I'm still learning how to do.
Yeah.
Because I was at one point where I just wanted to go up the corporate ladder, this and that. Yeah. And I'm like, yeah, this is for me. This is for me.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get me wrong. I'm blessed for where I'm at for my age. I think it's great. But then after a while and an ex from my past made me realize, yo, I could do so much more.
Yeah.
I could do so much more. It's like, we talked about this. I have a thing for sneakers, this and that. We always talk about different type of content we want to create.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I realized, I'm like, yo, I want to build more. There's more for me out there. And then when we reconnected and we talked about this, and I'm like, oh my God, I've always wanted to do something. I just did not know where to begin because I'm more of a different avenue. I'm like, yo, this is just like, it just felt right. I'm like, oh yeah, I'm going for it. We're going to do this.
Yeah. So there's three things that contribute to insecurities, in my opinion, right? It's three P's, right? It's people, perspective, and position. So people, right? That could be home, friends,
relationships,
whatever. Yeah. And then perspective is the information that you gather from just life, right? So everything that's going on social media, everybody. And then position is where you are in your life.
Mm-hmm.
All of that contributes to insecurities. But you want to know what solves the, like, those damaging insecurities?
What?
Is where you look. If you look at what you feel like you lack, you're always going to be there. You're just going to be stuck there.
Mm-hmm.
You're just going to be stuck there. But if you start looking at the one who created you, and you start looking at God, I'm telling you right now, there is nothing, there's no voice in your head, there's no person, there's no situation you can go through that's going to stop you from getting to the place that God's asking you to be at, or to live the life that God's asking you to.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be living in a place that's like God's best for you. But people will never get there because they're looking at the wrong thing. You're always looking at lack. You're looking at physical things. Yo, God, God says it in his word. He's like, you see with your eyes, and everything you do is physical. And God's like, but I do everything else in the supernatural, right? Our identity, God tells us this. He says that we're more than a conqueror, right? That we're loved unconditionally, right? That when we're weak, that we're actually strong in him.
Mm-hmm.
That right there alone, when we're weak, when we're weak, God is like, he uses his strength in us to be strong, right? So I said that wrong, but I just had to get it out there. So that alone is letting us know that we're looking at the wrong thing. You know what I mean? Like, it's so crazy. We all have a purpose in this life, and the purpose has nothing to do with you worried about your age or your weight.
Yeah, I can't help but laugh at that. Because no, that was something I always reflect on myself.
But when you think about it, right, you're like...
No, it's true.
When you think about a purpose in life, we all... in some capacity or like, I want purpose. Like, I feel like I, what am I here on this earth for? You're talking about an action and you're living out looking at a physical thing that has nothing to do with that action.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, oh man, I want to make an impact and change the world. I want to build a business. But you're living your life saying, oh, I'm fat.
Mm-hmm. It's true though.
When you sit there and think about it, it's like, does that even make sense at all? It doesn't. But this is what happens where the adversary, which is the enemy of the devil, sometimes the adversary is yourself,
mm-hmm.
right? Because we're constantly fighting ourselves. It's like you are always put in a position to look at the wrong things. That's all that is. That's all that is when it comes to insecurity. When you start looking at what you lack, what the world is saying, you are always going to be in a place, in a position where you're not going to grow because you're looking at the wrong things. And this is why I try. See, my purpose, right? I believe that my purpose, I'm going to put it into one word, is freedom.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not perfect. And I know there's a lot of things that I need to learn. I want to be able to speak. I want to coach people. You know, there's a lot of things that I want to do. But my message that I want to live out is freedom.
Mm-hmm.
I want people to know that you can be free from these insecurities that are like stopping you from like growing, stopping you from like doing that business, stopping you from creating that content, stopping you from having the healing conversations with your family and friends and the people that have hurt you. Like, you have to you have to come to a place where you want to get over it, where you want to figure it out. Because for me, the first thing I did was like, me, I came to God. And then there's other times, right? God doesn't fix everything at once. God's like, all right, listen, I'm going to give you the strength to walk through these things. I want to teach you how to manage it. Because every single day of our life, we're gonna have those voices, right?
Of course.
So one thing I want to challenge people to do is like, write on a piece of paper all the things that you're insecure about. And I want you to look at it, and I want you to sit there and think about what you can control and what you can't control. Because I already know a few of the things that people are going to be insecure about. So it's going to be their weight, how they look. It's going to be things they don't have. And it's going to be a whole list of just like...
I think it'll be a lot of materialistic things.
Yeah, no, that's what it's going to be.
It's going to be that or personal reflection on right. themselves.
Once you write that down and you start saying about the things that you can't control, like when you talk about weight, right? That's an insecurity a lot of people carry. You can control that. I mean, sometimes, I don't know, if you have medical issues and it's different, but like, start eating better. Mm-hmm. That's a discipline. Now you got to start, what you're doing is once you decide like, okay, if weight isn't my insecurity, I need to start stepping out of my comfort zone and I need to start eating better, working out, all this stuff. But the question that we shouldn't ask is always, how do I do this? How do I do this? It should be, who can help me do this? Mm-hmm. Or who knows how to do this? Because I don't believe that we can solve everything by ourselves. I mean, most importantly, God is the who. But he understands that we're human and sometimes we need other humans to help us get through certain things. So he'll use other people to help us. So if you are, you know, taking the time to look at other people, for me, I was like 250 plus, right? I was really big. And I was one of my insecurities like for years. Mm-hmm. I made a decision one day. I said, I'm just going to go ahead and I'm going to just drastically change everything, the way that I eat, and I'm going to start working out more. I didn't sit there for days and saying like, oh, how do I do this? How do I do this? How do I do this? And then trying to like load up on research, because honestly, when you start loading up on research, you're procrastinating.
You are.
And you're never going to get to a point of growth. So I made a decision and I understood what I could control. I'm going to the grocery store anyway. There's certain things I don't need to buy. I don't need to buy the Oreos. You know what I mean? I can change my milks. I can change certain things that I eat, and that's it. You know what I mean? And then you just keep on working. You need to understand what you can and you cannot control.
And I feel like with that, just in that topic alone, people expect those results to happen overnight.
Oh, yes.
Overnight. Being a female, we go to the gym, we do our few squats for a week. We expect.
Yeah.
Thighs, butt, just everything. Yeah. Not knowing that it takes, I read something that it takes 3 weeks for you to see a difference, 12 weeks for like family and friends start seeing a difference, and then the world takes XYZ amount of months. I forgot what it was.
Yeah.
And that's all it takes. Because even when I started kickboxing with one of my girlfriends, I started seeing a difference within like a month. And I'm like, mm-hmm. Holy crap. I fell off it, of course, when I started traveling and stuff. Yeah. But I already know. I was like, I'm back in the gym. Even if I can't go to the gym, I have stuff at home I could use. And people think just alone that you need to sign up to a gym. You need to do this. If you feel comfortable and you want a personal trainer, then so be it. You know? But not everybody could do that XYZ yeah. dollars a month. There's so many things you could use at home. Stores you could buy. Things you could buy at the store. I love Five Below. Five Below sells certain things.
Yeah.
And now with this whole pandemic, there's so many YouTubers or just channels alone that push people. And that's why yeah. I said I started looking at women that created their own health pages and got famous from it. There's actually someone that I follow that she had three kids that felt very insecure about herself, came from a family of nothing. She's been on women's health issues. I forgot her IG name. She's a mom of three. She works out 30 minutes a day, three times a week. And this woman got abs, cut, been on so many TV shows on TV.
But right there, that's this. Okay, before you go, I'm so sorry for cutting you off. But that right there. So the speaking in that way mm-hmm. for me is like people are looking so much at like the end result. So they're looking at like they don't care about the process. And that's the issue.
That is the issue.
They're looking at the people with the abs or with all that stuff. And it's not only with weight or, you know, working out or the health,
it's
lifestyle.
Mind, it's everything.
You're looking at where people are and you think that that is a long shot. That is way too far for you to get through. And what's the issue again? You're looking at the wrong things. Mm-hmm. That's what that is. You're looking at the wrong freaking
things. Because people don't want to go through the process, like you said. They're looking at that end result of the perfect mindset, the perfect business, the perfect whatsoever, the end result, not realizing that, like we said, God will not make it easy for you. He's going to give you those trials and tribulations for you to learn, to question why you're going through this, to teach you something new, to help you grow, to help fix any of those negative thoughts that you're receiving. Because I personally feel like everybody once in a while, or maybe even every day, has negative thoughts or whatever. And he wants you to go through that process and realize you're capable of it. It's not just, this is A, this is Z, I can skip everything else.
No.
You're going to go through every process. You're going to have your moment where you're going to have a negative thought and you're going to cry.
Yeah.
Or go through your depressive day. But you got to wake back up and be like, you know what? It was my one day. I'm not going to let this win. I'm not going to let this negative thought win. I had a donut. It's one thing. I'm not going to let one thing take me off my progress. And I realize that over time, a lot of people, they're on the path. They're being their insecurities, and because they give themselves such a time frame,
mm-hmm.
and they don't hit that goal automatically, that they just back off. Like, you know, it's not working for me.
Yeah. And that's so big.
It is big.
Because I'll put it this way. If it took you 10 years to put on all this weight, what makes you think that in 10 minutes it's going to come off?
People think that like that, though.
I'm being so serious. Mm-hmm. If it took 10 years of you, you know, you eating a little crazy and you put on some weight, what in your mind is telling you that if you go to the gym for 10 minutes, it's going to be gone?
Nope.
That's how we think. Like, we want results so fast.
We do.
You have to. Would you rather have a result, like, super fast, like, so easy, or learn and understand a process in case, you know, something happens again where you... This is not only just weight, but I'm going to use weight as an analogy. Like, would you rather skip out on the process, mm-hmm. meaning you don't know how to do anything to get to that result that you would want? It just sort of happens for you. And then, you know, it comes back again, and then you don't even know how to get to that point. Or would you rather go through a process, understand what it takes to get you somewhere? So in case of you, this is not only weight, this is everything in life. So like in business, right? It's like, I'd rather go through so many hardships in the process to make a business that one day if I lose my business, I'm okay with it because I already have the tools and the skill sets and the mindset to be able to create another business.
Yes, because sometimes when you do the shortcut way, or people say like it's not what you know, it's like who you know, this and that, and then you get to skip all those lines, this and that. At the end, it could come actually and burn them.
Yeah.
Because you don't know this, you don't know that, you thought this was going to happen overnight.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not going to lie, I'll go back to weight because it's just, I think, a great example with the world we live in right now. When I was younger, woman didn't want, like, the BBLs? Mm-hmm. Like, you see these women, you can't help but compare, but it's just like, I watch Botched here and there, and that is, like, one of the most riskiest surgeries you can receive because of where the fat is being removed, and what they're putting in it. It is the most riskiest thing you could do besides, you know, breast implants. That is the most riskiest surgery ever, like life and death,
mm-hmm.
basically. And it's just like, yeah, you got the money, you saved up for it, but you're risking your health and your body. You don't know what the outcome is going to be. And even after you do it, if you don't stick to being healthy and eating right, it's just going to come right back. And then what you're going to do, save up, I don't know how much that stuff is, but save up XYZ dollars to go through the whole process and pain again, where you can't walk, you have to sit on, like, I think donuts and stuff like that, and go through all that pain again, instead of going to the gym and getting out of that negative mindset, be like, I can do this, I'm going to do it the healthy way, get my mind and body right.
Mm-hmm.
And me personally, that's why I like kickboxing, that's why I like working out, because working out, you put on your headphones, you listen to your music, you can't help but reflect. Me personally, I look in the mirror over time when I'm working out, put on some good music that just gets me going, and I'm like, I'm here doing it.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't want to wake up this morning and do it, or I had a crazy day at work, I'm like doing this, but I'm here.
Mm-hmm.
And it helps clear your mind so much. Just doing the right way, like we said, with weight, just using that one. Working out could clear your mind so much and help you mentally and physically.
So these are the avenues that, like, what happens when you start looking at your insecurities so much. Like,
mm-hmm.
you start, wasting so much energy on things that just don't really matter. But this is the thing, right? It's an identity issue. That's what insecurities are. You don't know who God made you to be. Some people still don't even know. They're gonna go to the grave not knowing who they were meant to be. They're missing out on all the impact they could have had, on all of the knowledge and wealth they could have been able to like possess, man. I'm telling you. There's a man in the Bible named Solomon. Solomon was considered one of the richest and wisest men to ever live. Ever. To the point that during his time, when he was king, other kings from many nations would come and they would pay him like, so back then the currency was different. Like I think it was like talons or I forgot what it's called. But each king would probably pay him around like $160 million a year. That means to be in the same room with him and to just learn from him how to rule a nation, how to govern, how to do it. And Solomon, all he did was use his words, right? Mm-hmm. He would speak and all this stuff. But how does Solomon get there? Solomon gets there because he was devoted to God. He knew who he was made to be on earth. Mm-hmm. That's what it was, right? He got to a place of impact, influence, riches and wealth. He was a transformational individual. He got to the highest place I think anybody could ever get to. He's done, instead, he has a whole book in the Bible that says, long story short, he says, yo, I had all the money in the world. I did anything and everything you can imagine that you could do with money. And I wasn't satisfied. Mm-hmm. Long story short, live your life with God. That's what he says, right? What did he do? He looked at the right thing in the right direction. He was looking at God the whole time. Because I'm sure, despite the money, there was probably people that was trying to stab his back or, you know, take his money. He's going through issues that we go through today. But at the end of the day, there was no issue that tripped him up enough for him to lose everything he had because he was looking at the right thing, which was God. It's identity. He knew who he was. He operated in his identity. He operated in what he was called to do. If you sit there and you operate with insecurity, you're not going to know your purpose. You're not going to know what you're made for. And you're just going to be chilling. And this is why it hurts me, because it's like when I look at so many people, I'm not perfect. There's a lot of things that I want to do, but I understand that it's a process. But I look at so many people that have potential to have impact, potential to do all these different things. And like, I know they will never get there because they're sitting with their insecurity. Mm-hmm. And if it's not an insecurity, right? It's not even just, okay. So this whole thing, I know we talk about insecurities a lot, I think it's just the voices in our head, right? We start allowing someone else to speak for us. Mm-hmm. Imagine if everywhere we went, I spoke for you. Like I was like, they're like, yo, Shannon, so, you know, what do you like to do? I'm like, she likes to do this. She likes to do that. Like, everything that they ask you, I'm the one to answer it, right? Your subconscious, right? I'm the one that's telling you. Mm-hmm. But after all these things are being said, you're walking away the conversation like, oh, I don't know if I should have said something like that or really believed something like that or operated like that. Mm-hmm. You have allowed somebody else to talk for you. That's what happens every day in our head. Mm-hmm. These lies,
other people, and
it's not other physical people. It's these lies that we are telling ourselves every day. That's what it is. People contribute to that, yes.
Oh no, absolutely.
But the thing is, like, every day you're allowing somebody else to live your life for you. Mm-hmm. I don't want to live. That's my revelation. Like, I don't want to live my life like that, because if I let myself live like that, we wouldn't even be doing this, yo. I'm gonna keep it a buck, because I'm gonna be like, I don't know if people want to hear me. Like, what do I have to say? You know, who am I? You know what I mean? Like, that's what happens when you start allowing the voices of your head, like, talk for you.
Mm-hmm. And we talked about this, I think, yesterday. The thoughts, they are literally just thoughts. It's not your real life.
Right.
You see someone that has XYZ at the same age and you're still stuck at a different level. Doesn't mean you're not going to get there. Get the negative thought out of your head saying, what can I have done differently? Or what am I doing wrong? Or why can't I meet somebody like this? Get the thoughts out of your head. And I'm same thing. I'm not perfect. I'm still learning how to do that. I try to like set myself out of like, I'm powerful. I'm beautiful. I'm like, I try to give myself those positive affirmations to myself to self-reflect. Mm-hmm. because everybody's different. Everybody has their own timing. Those are literally just thoughts. Those are not your real life. That is not the real life that you're facing.
Yeah.
That is not the real life that God has in mind for you.
Right.
But at the same time, you have to lose that fear and give in to him.
Because
I think that's another issue too, is, I got goosebumps from saying that. Lord Jesus.
Come on now, Holy Spirit.
people are scared, because I'll definitely admit I was one of them. Fear could hold you back so much.
Oh, yeah.
And just to self-reflect, this is like last year. I went to Vegas and everything. I hate helicopters. I don't like flying.
Mm-hmm.
And my sister's like, no, we're going to do this. You just got to face it. You got to face it. Would I do it again? No. But it was the most beautiful experience. I could at least said, you know what? I faced my fear and I did it.
Mm-hmm.
And that felt so great to be like, I faced the fear and I did it. And that's what you have to do personally with yourself, with those insecurities. Take that subconscious, those thoughts, everybody else contributing to your own personal feelings of how you feel about yourself. Lose that fear. Trust in God. And everything could change. It really can't overnight.
Yeah.
Because I remember, I think I told you this like 2 weeks ago, I was having like one of my moments and I really felt. So one of my thoughts, I'll be very blunt with this. I always feel like, I was like, I'm not going to find somebody. Like, look.
Yeah.
And this is literally how I think sometimes. Look at these other women, like this and this and this. Yeah. And I'm like, I really felt like I heard a guy voice be like, until you accept yourself, I can't give you the guy that I have for you.
Yeah.
And I'm like, holy crap. And I literally stopped crying after that. And I'm like, I'm going to start accepting myself.
But I like when you, if you sit there and you think about that more, right? It's like, okay, so if God's telling me that I won't be able to have somebody until I accept myself, that means that maybe if I did get somebody, if I got what I wanted now, who I wanted now in my life, I would have messed that up.
Because
I would have used them as a crutch. I would use them as the blanket to cover my insecurities, to cover the things that I feel like I lack in my life. And then now what you're doing is you're operating a broken system in a relationship that you want. And all that's going to happen is it's going to end up failing.
I basically feel like in that situation, which we talked about in like the family episode, we lean on other people to find that love from missing parents. You're hindering yourself.
Yeah, 100%.
You're hindering yourself from growth, from the person that you're supposed to be, from what you're supposed to be doing, from who you're supposed to be with, from all these different things. And man, once you let that go, God is great. Like I always stick to this. God is the biggest humbler, because that day when I was crying, God humbled me real fast. And I literally like stopped crying because I felt that guy voice. And I'm like, and even though I haven't been to the gym, I've been doing my own workouts at home.
Yeah.
I'm trying to make myself feel better. And just being very honest and transparent, one of my other insecurities since I was young is my biggest compliment, but it's my biggest insecurity.
Yeah.
Is my teeth. Oh my God, I keep sharing this. I never thought I would say that out loud for people to hear. But no, it seriously is. And that is on my goal list this year. I'm like, I'm doing finally what I want to help with my insecurities, to help me feel more better about myself, because that's fixable. That's something you can control.
Yeah.
You go to a dentist, you do this, you do that, you go through the process. Yeah, you might, like, I know I'm going to have either Invisalign or braces for XYZ time, but you can do it.
Yeah.
It's possible. Yeah. It's the thoughts, man. I know that's my issue. Just the thoughts. And this is why on social media, I go on real fast. And then like I sign back off. If it's not something positive or like health journey people that I like to follow, leave me alone. Yeah. I
think
that's it.
Again, right. Too many people are allowing these voices to speak for them. And it's just like, it happens to me all the time. Sometimes I talk myself out of doing things, right? One of my insecurities is like being totally transparent is, I think just the way that I sound my communication. So when I'm trying to, you know, do this, when we're here, or like, because I know deep down in my soul, like I'm supposed, for me, I feel like I should be more on camera and helping people, because I deal with similar things a lot of other people deal with. And for me, I'm the one who's putting in the work to try to figure it out, so a lot of people don't have to put in the same work, because I want to help people. And I get super insecure when I'm on camera. I'm like, yo, Like, I don't like the way I look, or I don't like the way I sound, like all these different things. And but again, right, that's the adversary making you look at the things that are not important.
Mm-hmm.
All that, that doesn't matter. What matters is helping people, right?
No,
at least for me in my situation, like that's what that is.
So. No, I totally agree, because I told you, what I just said before, like I felt like I was like, no, there's more to my life than this. I felt it in my soul. I was just like, there is more to life than working a 9-to-5. Yeah. There's more to life than doing X, Y, and Z and this and that. Yes, yeah. I want a family. I want this. I want that. But I have to start somewhere. Right. And when we reconnected, the first day I was nervous doing this.
Mm-hmm.
I am a talker. I love to talk. I like to share my stories with certain people just because I feel like it actually helps people. From the first episode, so much love. And it meant the world to me. The yeah. smallest positive, like, thank you, or like that touched me, just touched my soul.
Yeah.
And now doing this, it feels right. It sits in my soul. And I told you, and I'm gonna say it even now, I feel like this is gonna help. Mm-hmm. I feel like this is just the beginning for us as family, and yeah. then us to branch off into our own things, because we both have our own style, our own outlook, things we want to do to help
mm-hmm.
or show and just create so much content.
Yeah.
And it's out there. We just have to believe in ourselves and let those thoughts and that fear out and the insecurities.
Yeah.
And we're going to be A-okay. Yeah.
And I think what I want to share right now with people is the only way that you're going to get to a place of more mm-hmm. in your life, of growth and just moving forward and really discovering who you are. For those who may not, you know, believe in God or believe in God or not maybe in relationship with him. Me personally, giving my life to Christ is the best thing. Understanding who he is was the best thing in my life, because he simplifies all these thoughts. He simplifies all the things that you go through. He lets you know, like literally the Bible's a manual, yo, on how to deal with things. Mm-hmm. And it's always like there's always a metaphor for something. So people see God as like this divine, sanitized being who gives instructions, who like the big, he has like the gavelin, or I don't even know what the heck he's called. And, you know, he strikes down and he's, you know, you got to be a certain way. And he's just a divine being who wants to love us and wants a relationship with us. So in order for you to really be in a place of wanting to grow and to be more and to find your purpose and to figure out how to start businesses and help people and have impact and influence and wealth, all these different things, it all starts up here. Mm-hmm. It's always a mindset thing. You have to get your mind right. So I think there's two type of mindsets that a lot of people operate in. There's a fixed mindset, and then there's a growth mindset.
Mm-hmm.
Fixed mindset is the mindset where you're just walking around in life saying, like, this is how it's going to be. There's always a gap between me and where I want to be. I can't do this because of this. A fixed mindset gives you an excuse for every single thing. The fixed mindset is someone else living your like life for you, telling you that you can't get to a certain place.
Mm-hmm.
Insecurities, voices in our head, everything in the world is loud and crowding our minds. We're never getting anywhere. A growth mindset says, okay, I see these insecurities. I feel the doubt and I feel the fear, but I know that there's more for me.
Mm-hmm.
I know that I'm not supposed to be here, and I'm gonna figure this out. And I'm gonna get out of my comfort zone. I'm gonna take this leap of faith. How do you identify whether you have a growth or fixed mindset? It's by the fruit of your life. Look at what's around you. What are you producing? You know, some guy asked me a question the other day that rocked me. It rocked me, yo. The question was, did God make a good investment in you? Yo. Just how like just silent right now. I was like,
I gotta answer this for myself.
Because like at the end of the day, like of course you wouldn't be like, yeah, of course. Like I'm me, like I can do all this. Did God make a good investment in you? What that question made me think was, how many times have I continued to talk myself out of doing more or being more, stepping out of faith and creating something? It's not even about creating businesses, helping somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's like, if I got $3 in my pocket and then there's somebody who really needs it, like, it's those type of things. Like, did God make a good investment in you? But it makes me think too, like, if God chose me I feel like God chooses all of, he calls to all of us and he wants to choose all of us, but the people who accept his call, I'm gonna keep it a buck. He invests in them because they accepted it. So for me, I feel like God has called me, right? And it's like, I'm thinking about like, man, all the insecurities I got, all the mistakes that I've made, all the mistakes that I know that I will make in life. Like, if you're calling me, you should know that I'm gonna end up making these mistakes. Like, you should know everything about me. You know the things that's gonna happen before they happen. You know what I mean? Like, that question, did God make a good investment in you? It really makes me think, like, have I just been sitting on gifts and skill sets that I don't even know about yet because I'm so stuck on, like, how I look?
Or sound. Because
I'm so stuck on how I sound? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yo, that question is wild. Because it's like, again, right, with my faith, is like, God didn't have to have a relationship with us.
Mm-hmm.
He nudges us every single day. It's up to you to really answer that, right? So those things that you have, those ideas and those thoughts of like wanting to do more and create and all this different stuff, it's not just you. Some of those are divine thoughts. Because, okay, I'm going to break this down real quick because, again, I go for hours just talking. But what people, so there's a level of being that's called an Imagineer. So these are like the Elon Musk of the world, the Disneys, all that stuff. So we first see that in God. Mm-hmm. In the beginning of the Bible, God shows himself as an Imagineer. He was three beings, right? It says it, let us make man, right? In our image, all this stuff. So God imagined a world that he wanted to create. After he imagined the world that he wanted to create, he spoke it into existence. And then he did the work, he put in the work that needed to be put in order for the world to be created. God gave us a blueprint on how to live this life. We all want a certain world to live in. We all have our own little worlds that we operate in. God has given us a blueprint how to live this life, and we keep on missing it because we keep looking at the wrong things. We're looking at culture. We're looking at like material things. We're looking at things that don't matter, yo. When you go to, we hear this all the time, right? When you go to the grave, your riches are not going with you. Your material things are not going with you. Have you sat with that and really thought about it? Because if you sit there and think about it, I promise you, you're going to stop spending money and energy on the things that really do not matter. You know what I mean? But God showed us how to be an Imagineer. God wants us to imagine worlds and he wants us to create it.
Mm-hmm.
He wants us to be like the Elon Musk and the Disneys that are like literally like stepping out of the comfort zone to do things that a lot of people are not going to agree with you to do. It's not, nobody's going to agree. God understands that's going to happen. So that's why we have an anointing. Our anointing has an audience. That anointing is a special ability to carry out an assignment that is uncommon to the world.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. You know what I mean? So we have to believe that. And when people, yo, I'm on fire. I feel like crying too because I feel the pain of so many people, yo, that are like, they just sitting on gifts. They just sitting on things and not doing anything. You can drive. It doesn't matter where you are. You can drive through the hood and you see the most creative people that are not doing nothing because you're chilling around the wrong people.
Yeah.
Yo.
Boundaries.
Last time we were here.
Boundaries.
Right. Even after we recorded, right? That's what we were talking about with Wolf. Like, it's right? There's certain homeboys you got to walk away from.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Right? There's certain homeboys you got to, like, yo, there's so many people that are missing out because they looking at the wrong things, man. And this is why, like, I want people to understand that freedom comes with God. It comes with God because he lets you know. He's the one that's going to tell you, yo, you're kind of looking at the wrong thing right now.
Mm-hmm.
And he's the one that's going to give you the grace that you don't even give yourself. Oh, my God. Come on, yo.
It's like, true, though. It's true.
You don't even give yourself grace, yo. We burn out so much because we fight with ourselves every day.
Mm-hmm.
You're fighting the wrong fight every single day, yo.
And the more you give in to God, he's going to release those fears. He's going to give you that grace. He's going to make you feel free because it's going to be like, freaking accept me. I love who I am. I'm going to do this.
Yeah.
There's people that have started businesses and you don't need that luxury apartment, this and that, or just whatever you need in your life. Sold everything they had to start their business or do this, do that, invest in themselves, and just by giving in to God.
Yeah.
Stop listening to the thoughts. The thoughts are the negative aspects of your mind.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I always say boundaries, because I was one of those people that I hung with everybody. Everybody's my friend. Everybody's my friend. And the more I gave in to my faith, I noticed my circle started getting smaller and smaller and smaller. I think people need to do that nowadays. Yeah. I personally do. It's not, it's no hard feelings. It's nothing. But if you cannot, I feel like being with people that are on my level are going to push me even harder. If you're 10 steps back still doing something that I've done God knows how long ago, I love you from a distance. Yeah. You have to create, I think, a boundary doing that. Give in to God, get that freedom feeling, and you'll put a boundary. And I feel like you need to hold yourself accountable for that stuff. Because the more you hold yourself accountable, it'll be like, damn, my insecurities got to me yesterday, so I didn't get to do this. Nah, I'm going to let that go. I'm going to do that today, though.
Yeah.
And it helps. It helps. It's just the culture that we're in nowadays.
I'm on fire right now. I'm just like upset. I'm sorry. I'm like, it's just
because
people don't get it, man. They're never going to get it because they keep looking at the wrong things. Like everybody wants, you hear it all the time. You know, people want the bag.
They want the house.
If I had the crib, if I had the car, if I had, you keep, you going, oh, this is,
listen. All right.
There's people that are always going to be, I heard this a few weeks ago, where it was just like, so many people are stuck in this world of like, God's about to do, instead of being in a world of like, God just did. You know what I mean? It's like, you're always talking about what you want. You're always talking about what's going to happen. And you're just never going to get there because you're so busy talking.
And I'll tell you right now, that whole car and house thing, listen. I've been there, okay? Oh, I had three BMWs. Am I driving that now? No. And when I had them, there's nothing wrong with that feeling. I will have another one. Don't be wrong. I'm a car head. I will have another one, but at my right timing. And like I said, I don't know what episode I said it. This is something my brother said to me. Sometimes you have to take a few steps backwards to go forward. And I feel like just a personal reflection, I had to take some steps back because God has another plan for me. Like there's a reason I came back up here. Look where I'm at now with you. And I could not be more grateful because I actually enjoy doing this. I actually enjoy us sitting here talking. This brings so much joy to me, even though I'll be waking up tired. We got to do this. I'm like, now we doing this. Like, and I had the house. You know, it ain't easy. Yeah. Live the American dream. But I'll tell you right now, that is not easy. Because once you have all that on your plate, it's a lot.
Yeah.
When it's our time again, when it's my time again, I'll have it, whatever. But listen, those all materialistic things, you get those when the time is right.
Yeah.
And I can tell you right now, my time was not right for those. My timing was not right. I loved it. I loved the feeling. Just driving up to your own home is it's the most beautiful feeling ever. But I was so depressed.
Yeah.
And this is because I let someone else push me to the thought of, this is what we should be doing.
Look, one thing, okay, this is going to be the last thing I said because I'm just frustrated. But I guess my question is this. Oh, it's maybe not a question, but what if the very thing or things that you're insecure about is the very thing or things that God wants to use to transform the people around you, or to give you impact, or to help excel you. So the way you're thinking about your insecurities, right? It all goes back to mindset. The way that you are thinking about everything in your life may not be correct. Because when you're sitting here talking about, I don't like the way that I look, there's somebody else or a bunch of people that are saying the same exact things. And what if God has called you to be the one to step out and be like, you know what? I love who I am. And when those people, all those other people who are complaining and they see you and then they're inspired by you, they start changing. That's what God cares about.
Of course.
It's so all those about things, change. People got to understand that sometimes the perspective that you have on life isn't even your own perspective. That comes from the three P's that I said before. People. Well, the other two pieces, because one of the pieces is perspective, but it's people and places or positions. Sometimes the perspective we have is not our own. We got it from culture. You got to figure this life out on your own. Stop looking to people to give you identity, to like help you figure things out. Like, just don't make sense, yo. Like, you're just going to live in this ongoing cycle of nothingness, and you're going to be living in a world trying to survive when God said, let us create man in our image. We're created in God's image. Do you know what that means? We're uncommon. We're called to be uncommon people, but y'all want to live common lives.
No.
You want to live an uncommon life. That's where you should want to live. That means you can be an imagineer, the same way that God was. The same way that we still see people be like that today. But you got to get it right in your mind. You got to get it right in your mind. If you don't get it right in your mind, so this is what it says in the Bible, right? Out of the abundance, I said this in the car. That's why I said it in the car, to remind myself. Out of the abundance of the heart speaketh the mouth. So for years, when you're heartbroken off of your failures, your insecurities, there's no heart posture that you're carrying right now that's going to help you grow. So everything that you speak, you're speaking yourself deeper and deeper into a hole that you're never going to be able to get out by yourself. I forgot what I said, but I'm going to see. So I'll start from the beginning, because I do want people to remember. It's like, right, so the Bible says, out of the abundance of the heart speaketh the mouth. Mm-hmm. So when you continue to focus on your failures in life, your insecurities, the things you couldn't achieve, right, your heart is being more and more broken. So what you're talking, or what you're speaking out of your mouth, is more death. You're speaking out more negativity. You're speaking out more just destruction for your life. And then what happens is, this is a whole other episode, but then you start breaking other people down.
Yep.
Then you start bleeding on other people. And then now it's just a snowball effect. Now all these people around you, you're going to start losing. All right, I'm not getting into that. But that's the last thing I want to say. Out of the abundance of the heart, speak it the mouth. You got to have a mindset change and a heart change. You got to break out of these perspectives and mindsets that the world has given you. They're not right. They're not right. Everybody wants the rapper life. I'm telling you right now. Everybody wants the rapper, celebrity life. They struggle every day.
They're homeboys, human beings just like us. You don't know what's going on.
Homeboys is getting killed. Homeboys is getting killed. They getting robbed. They don't even get to see the fruit of their labor. Mm-mm. You know what I mean? There's people, they turn to drugs. Like, they reach a level of wealth that you want, and they are struggling more than when they didn't have the wealth. You know what I mean? So,
and that's the life that everybody wants.
Right.
That is just a persona. That is what I feel like people, and this is why I lay out social media, because people only show you the good and what they want you to see.
Yeah.
That's just the front. That is not real life. It might be the real life of going out, clubbing, partying, getting the cars, the jewels. Yeah, it's nice. But how are they really feeling? They're suffering from depression, anxiety, all type of mental health issues.
Yeah.
They lead to alcoholism. And it harms them, because it harms their career. And then they come back and they become irrelevant. And then I feel like sometimes they go back into more of a slump. And even though they go to these rehabilitations and everything like that, from want to live that life, you got to get the bigger picture. This is just part of their life. What about the outer circle?
Look, let's not expound on that, because people got to make a decision.
That's true.
If you want to be better, you have to make a decision. You got to have a mindset shift. And I'm done. I'm not talking about this no more, because people, you got to make a decision to be better. You have to.
Agree.
You got to. I don't want to hear nobody talking about a bag or a better life, and you don't want to change your mindset. You don't want to change
your perspective. Do that list that he said. I think that's a good idea.
Yes. So this is my homework to people who want to watch this. If you're feeling insecure about a lot of things, a lot on your mind, you're just struggling with a lot of things, write them down. Write a whole list. Whatever it is, I want you to reread them. I want you to study them and think about the things that you can control and you cannot control. There are things that you can control that you need to change your mindset and just start doing stuff. Stop wasting your time researching, planning, because that's just procrastination. Do it. Do it. You got to do it. That's it. The things that you can't control, you got to learn how to let go. That's it. Because you keep on focusing energy on the things that do nothing for you. You can't control what somebody else thinks about you or what somebody else is going to say about you. Again, the life that we, that this life that we're called to is not only about us, but the biggest responsibility that we have in this world is us. You got to get you right before you can get anything else right in this life. That's just what it is. If you don't get you right, you're never going to be able to get what you want in life. That's just what it is. God's not going to give you something when you don't have the right character to be able to carry out that promise and that blessing. And I'm done.
That's oh, yeah, what it is. Yeah. He felt it today, guys. Mm-hmm.
That's just what it is. So,
on another note.
Oh, go ahead. I'm about to close it out.
No. I was going to say, on another note, I think this was actually a good talk.
It was a good talk.
It was. Thank you for all the love, because we're getting, you know, more subscribers and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah,
he's
yeah.
feeling it, guys. I can tell.
Tell me.
It was good, though.
It was good. It was good. I just want, again, right, my final thing is, like, for me, my purpose is, I feel like it's freedom, yo. Like, I want people to be free. I'm not always going to have the hard-hitting, like, sticky statements, and I'm okay with that. I just want people to, like, I hope that I can spark a mindset shift, a decision to be made about wanting wanting more. So, you know, thank you guys for watching. I appreciate the love, but you know what I mean, this is our year to, like, really, like, be more, to be different, step out of our comfort zones, to really transform and to change. Like, this is the year. Stop wasting time, because time flies by. We're already going into February. You gotta start. Listen, time is the only thing that you won't get back.
Listen,
you got to literally put in the work. So I'm going to be praying for y'all. I'm praying for everybody, because this is our year to win. If you watching this, I'm praying. I'm going to say, I'm saying this. I'm being so serious, and I'm saying this, like, you know, with conviction, and I'm saying this with, like, with the power I feel like the Lord has given me, and I'm declaring over everybody that's going to watch this, that y'all, this is going to be the year of change for y'all. Y'all going to break out of the old mindsets. Y'all going to get out of the circles that you in. And y'all really going to start walking to make a difference. But remember, it's not going to happen overnight. Trust the process. The process is where you have the most fun. It says it in the Bible. So many people have said in the Bible. But cool. Thanks for watching, guys. you know, it was fun. And I don't know if you got any last thing to say, but
no, I'm with you. Just trust the process. I'm a prime example of it. I have so many questions, but I love where I'm at now.
Cool.
Look where I'm sitting.
We chilling. Cool.
Until next time, guys.
Peace.
Bye.